get you by the goosebumps, goosebumps. Gotta get you by the goosebumps, gotcha. They gonna get you by the goosebumps, goosebumps. Gotta get you by the goosebumps.
Hello and welcome back to Drunken Book Club, an officially an unofficial Goosebumps podcast. Ooh. I'm your host, Christopher
Mr. Teddy
Rupel, joined with
Sam, that's gonna complain that I already have this Mr. Teddy.
Noelia, I have no idea what teddy we're talking about.
This is Luis. I once had a teddy bear.
Yeah.
I still have a teddy. Kind of. It's a hot dog.
I have a bunch of stuffed
animals.
Why'd
you eat it?
I cuddle with it. It's very soft.
And this week around, we read the Goosebumps short story, Mr. Teddy, from Tales to Give You Goosebumps. Guys, when I say Goosebumps' own R.L. Stine wrote a short story called Mr. Teddy, what do you think it's about?
Fucked up teddy bear.
R.L. Stine.
A weird, creepy neighbor.
Named Mr. Teddy.
Yeah. Teddy. Well, he predicted Teddy from Bob's Burgers.
Hey, Bob.
don't forget SpongeBob.
I'm thinking haunted janitor dude who's really shifty.
Oh, that's Graveyard School.
Oh.
I stand by fucked up teddy bear.
Yeah, Sam's pretty much the closest on this one.
Yeah.
Mr. Teddy's a spooky little teddy bear. Alrighty, guys. Here's the story. Don't be afraid to interrupt with your jokes, your sound effects, and all-around popular culture references.
I love you.
Someone make a reference to Teddy Ruxpin.
You wanna play with me?
What's going on here?
Oh, oh god, no, it's possessed!
Teddy Ruxpin.
Take it outside!
So Noelia doesn't know what a Teddy Ruxpin is.
I don't.
It is, it's this toy from the 80s, so it's before all of our times, for what it's worth.
But Chris and I had older siblings that it was in their time.
Yeah. What a Teddy Ruxpin is it was a teddy bear doll that had a tape player in the back of his chest, in his back. And he would tell stories, and he would move his mouth and be like, "Come play with me today." It's like had really awkward, like stilted, like movements.
Me and Ladybug are going to the Gumdrop Forest.
Yeah, there's Sam's reference from Venture Brothers.
I mean, it fits so perfectly in this. Yeah. Okay, when
it
you
does,
say
it
that,
does. But yeah, it's literally just they shoved a tape in the back, and kids would just put their Slayer tapes in the back, play some Rain and Blood.
That'd be great.
About to say,
Angel of Death.
Oh my God, that is the precursor to people syncing up the bass fish to Alexa.
There are actually current videos right now that you can find of Teddy Ruxpin's of people reprogramming it, so it will actually go with the words of songs and stuff.
Oh my
that's
gosh.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm just like, wow, that's in the same vein of those.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it is the big mouth bass before the big mouth basses.
That's so good.
Too bad Brandon's not here to appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rest in peace.
For Brandon.
Rest in peace.
Jesus, Chris.
The fish, not Brandon.
No, Brandon's fish.
Not Brian.
Brian's...
God damn it.
Brian. Rest in peace, Brian, for Family Guy.
My tattoo for...
Yeah. Rest in peace, age tattoo.
He's not dead, for the record. He's fine.
No, he just has a cold, and it might be a sinus infection. It sucks.
Yeah, hopefully he feels better.
We hope he gets well. Probably by the time this episode is out, he will be better, but at the same time, we hope he gets better. Get well soon, as old people say. And then they pinch your cheeks and they get the cold. Joke's on you. Willa is spoiled. Gina, Willa's older sister, accuses her mother of being too indulgent with Willa. Despite this, when Willa asks her mother for a teddy bear, she gets it. Willa takes the bear home. She names the toy Mr. Teddy and puts it on her bed.
That's a lame name. I'm sorry, but like...
Yeah.
It's a really bad name.
What are you, like, three?
That's she's 12, which is the worst part.
That's like,
bruh.
It's like every black dog being called Shadow.
Yeah. Shadow.
It needs to be called Orangey or Brownie.
Still not as bad as when my sister called the dog Blackie.
Oh, he was three, though.
I know, but yeah.
Wait. She puts Mr. Teddy on her
bed. I don't think Brownie's good either.
Oh, no.
Brownie's a dessert.
You know what? No, Brownie's
an
adorable name.
A creature.
Brownie would be a good name for a brown dog.
Yeah.
It has to be straight up brown. Like a nice chocolate lab.
Okay.
Aw, yeah.
Okay, fair and fair.
I would name a chocolate lab Brownie.
Fair, yeah, I can see that.
Fair.
Yeah.
Wait, call them Brownies.
Okay,
Brownies.
No.
Brownies. No. Reese's brand brownies.
Oh my goodness.
Ooh, call them fudge brownies.
Reese's.
Cosmic brownies. Call them cosmic brownie.
Put a little TM at the end.
Yeah. Name your dog Cosmic Brownie and we'll send you a gift package.
Of Cosmic Brownies.
Of Cosmic Brownies.
Mm-hmm.
The worst of the prepackaged brownies. Yep. I said it. Those little candies are pointless. I want the peanuts.
Yep.
Give me them nuts.
I'll give you them nuts.
Sam's a squirrel.
Oh my, I saw, okay, tangent real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's still going with squirrel.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I saw this dude open a pole because something was going on with the electrics of it.
Yeah.
So and he, telephone pole?
Yeah, a telephone pole. He opened it and nothing but nuts.
I think I've seen that, yeah.
And everybody in the comments just like, you put that back. You just ruined an entire year of this man's a squirrel's work. It's just so sad.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
She put Mr. Teddy on the bed, replacing her old teddy bear. Named Old Bear.
Wow.
Well, what? Wow.
Jesus Christ, Willie, you saw
it. For what it's worth, Old Bear was her first one when she was a baby. That's fair.
But it was new when she was a baby.
She's like, I'm giving it Old Bear. You just got it. It's Old Bear.
Do you even have a concept of age?
Yes. After spending one night with the bear, Willow wakes up to find that the toy has moved closer to the window. She suspects that her sister may have moved it.
Just a couple inches.
Just an inch. The next night, Willa makes sure to hold Mr. Teddy firmly as she falls asleep.
Firmly grasp it.
Dude.
When she wakes up, she finds that two of her decorative porcelain eggs are broken.
Oh no.
12-year-olds?
Why do you have porcelain eggs, you weird child?
Also, how did she not wake up from those breaking?
I slept through a car running into a fence across the street from me.
And
the cops getting called subsequently. I slept through a guy getting shot near my house.
Yeah, she did.
I have slept through all sorts of shit.
You have also slept through all sorts of stuff, honey.
Even on the podcast.
Yeah.
That's true.
You are a deep sleeper.
Yep. Mr. Teddy is propped up next to the shattered trinkets. Willa looks for Gina, prepared to scold her, but she's already left for school. When Gina comes home at the end of the day, she denies breaking the eggs.
Why the fuck would I do that? I've got a life outside of you, you little bitch.
My life does not revolve around you. That night, Willa tucks Mr. Teddy firmly into bed with her. However, when she awakens the following morning, she is shocked. Mr. Teddy has moved once again.
Hung himself.
And her room has been disheveled. Clothing and other items are strewn about. Willa blames Gina, but she can't prove anything. Before going to bed at the end of the day, Willa barricades her door. However, she wakes up to find her room completely wrecked the next day. Many of her favorite items and toys have been destroyed.
Dang.
Willa sees Mr. Teddy, and he is holding a doll's arm.
Oh my god. I actually kind of love this, unironically.
Willa runs to her mother and blames Gina. But Willa's mom informs her that Gina had been at a sleepover all night.
It was actually mom. She's like, take this from shit.
You know how much this cost for me, damn you.
You haven't played with it once.
Yeah.
Why the fuck did I buy you personal eggs? You're a child.
Willa sprints to her room and tears apart Mr. Teddy, throwing his remains out a window.
Oh my goodness.
Goddamn.
Willa retrieves Old Bear, her original teddy bear. As Willa hugs Old Bear, she doesn't see the smile form on his face, and let me read you the last part of this story.
I fucking knew that, by the way. I knew that was going to be the twist. It's a fucking...
It moves on.
It's Night of the Living Dummy Part 1.
And technically Part 2, because I believe Night of the Living Dummy came out before this book. Willa didn't see the pleased smile form on Old Bear's mouth. She didn't see his eyes begin to twinkle merrily. Next time, Old Bear thought to himself. Maybe you won't be so quick to get rid of me, Willa. Maybe you've learned your lesson. You can't put me away on a shelf. Not me. I'm your bear. And I'm going to be with you for the rest of your life.
Oh, damn.
What is this yonderry-ass bear?
Damn. That's actually really cool.
That's creepy.
Without a doubt, that is actually one of my favorites from this story collection. I actually had to, double check, because, I reread this, and I was like, this is really good! And, dude, I've reviewed this more than once. This is actually, I've done a podcast episode on this entire book.
Yeah.
And I've also done a YouTube video ranked tier episode on this book as well, where I ranked the stories in this one, and I actually put it at the top of being one of the scariest stories in the book, at least. That's Mr. Teddy.
Really, yeah, twist. That actually gave me some chills.
The old bear was sentient all along.
Again, Night of the Living
Dummy. It was old bear all along. So here are some of my notes. Peach is Willa's favorite color. What is wrong with her? Noelia is quiet because it's her favorite. No, what's our favorite colors in the room? Let's go around circle. Orange for me.
I'm usually between like chartreuse and turquoise. Like bright green.
I love turquoise. Red.
Is it red?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you like red, but you want more teal. Blue.
Yeah, turning red.
My favorite is blue, but I like a darker shades of blue.
Like a navy?
Jeans.
Okay. Like a royal blue?
Like, yeah, cobalt. Like in
ooh,
that
I like
area,
cobalt. Like, cobalt's a good one.
Yeah.
I like more of like a, like, not like a bright orange, more of like a earthy orange, you know?
Like a burnt sienna.
Yeah.
Almost brownish.
Yeah. That's what I prefer. But I don't mind a bright orange, though.
Yeah, bright orange. Is
like, this is probably where I would draw the line. I'm holding up the Tales to Give You Goosebumps.
It's like a highlighter.
It's a highlighter orange. I'm not a big fan of highlighter orange.
That's fair.
The color of your shirt orange is actually what I would say is, like, the one I kind of like.
More of, like, a pumpkin.
Like, that's, yeah, a pumpkin.
I was wearing this.
Yeah. I was going to say, perfect example. She's wearing her pumpkin shirt now.
I actually had an orange work shirt on earlier.
Yeah, she did.
But I changed because I didn't want to wear my work shirt anymore.
I don't own orange, so you're the shit.
I was about to say, I actually don't have any orange t-shirts for what it's worth. But yeah, here we are. Why would a kid have a porcelain egg collection? That shit is expensive. Was Stein hating on what his wife collected?
Maybe.
Because, like, wow. I feel like this is the stuff that an old lady would collect, is porcelain eggs, a bunch of random teddy bears and stuff like that.
I saw a meme. Where it was just like old people pop figures, and it was just like those angels.
Yeah, the black what are they called?
I can't remember.
Like My Friends or something. I don't know what they're called, but like those porcelain figurines.
Yeah.
I actually saw someone do like a whole documentary about that, like about like those little kid, like angel ones.
Yeah.
Precious Memories.
Precious memories. There we go.
Because there's actually like a whole like church.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Like a literal church.
With full of things or just...
Made by the creator of Precious Memories.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
And there is actually some like really actually like wholesome sweet stuff.
Oh.
And, like, it's
that's
not,
nice.
It's, and then there's also...
I always worry for the worst.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's actually one of those where it's like surprisingly doesn't take a super dark twist.
That's good.
For once.
That's good.
Alrighty. And my final note... Is it weird to say I like how awful Willa is? Like, as a protagonist, she's the worst, but she's that spoiled worst that you would normally get from a side character. Because, like, normally I feel like any normal book would be, like, Gina's the one who's the main focus, and she got a toy, and Willa would be jealous, and she would be like, oh, Willa's the one who's messing with me, you know, versus the...
Quantum abortion.
Kind of like the Cuckoo Clock of Doom.
Yeah, kind of like the Cuckoo Clock of Doom.
Yeah, that was a side character between the protagonists.
Yeah, pretty much like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like main characters with flaws. It is so hard to find that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and also I really hate the trope of just, like, the little shit sibling.
Yeah.
Like, it's just annoying.
Yeah, Gina did nothing wrong. Hashtag Gina did nothing wrong.
Yeah,
she was just like, living her life.
Except for that other Gina that did.
Justice for Gina.
But
not
like,
that Gina, the other Gina.
I know, right? I had to think about it for a second. I'm like, is there a bad Gina? I'm like, oh yeah, there is a bad Gina out there. The one from the Star Wars that was very transphobic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Carano
the
or
one
whatever.
That had a bunch of, like, speaking of Funko Pops, they had, like, the slightly more action-y figure ones.
Yeah.
At Five Below, and it was just, like, 90% of her character.
So, yeah, it was
just sitting on the shelf because no one wanted it.
Because
I feel like even, like, the transphobes are, like, whatever, I don't give a shit. Like, she tried to do the whole hustler thing of, like, the, yeah, I said my First Amendment rights like a true American.
Yikes. Bye.
And let's get off of this one.
Yeah.
Alrighty. But, time for some random questions. Guys, before I get into my question, actually, I have quite a few to ask. Do you guys have any random questions you have for the story, either about or just in general?
What kind of bear do you think Old Bear looks like?
So in the book, it actually describes him as one that has patchy fur. He's like, he's been well loved throughout the years. So he's definitely missing fur and stuff. So I'm thinking of like just that classic one you would get at the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. You know? Yeah. And just, you know, lost a lot of hair after a while.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I felt like very much that kind of scruffy.
Yeah.
Look, Emily has one of those, you know, it's a bear and all the fur is clumped together like what is it called? Pebbling or
pilling?
Pilling. Yeah. Like clothing pilling.
I think of like the Winnie the Pooh bear I had as a kid, where like the nose, like because the stuffing was so condensed down, just because it was an old ass, like it was a hand-me-down.
Yeah.
Where the nose was like pushed in, or like I would just push the nose in because I could constantly.
Yep.
Well, yeah, we have cataracts.
Oh yeah.
That thing is like falling apart, that but we love them.
That's the name of my old cat doll. He's missing an eye. So we call him Cataract.
Nice.
But he wouldn't be missing an eye. He'd just have glassy eyes.
Yeah.
Like me.
Like cloudy eyes.
But he's a cat, and he has eye problems, so I call him Cataract. I thought it was the most clever thing.
Why didn't you call him Mr. No Eyes?
I don't know.
Why didn't you call him Ray Charles?
Ray Charles. He has one eye still.
Okay, then call him...
Tiger's Eye.
Patchy.
Patchy the Pirate.
There you go.
Alrighty, first question I have... Did you ever get jealous of your sibling getting things while you got nothing? Like, you saw them get something really cool just because they asked for it? Or maybe you were that sibling who received stuff while the other sibling was like, don't spoil them.
I feel like it was a lot of back and forth with me and my sister.
Yeah.
Like, we both felt like we were the spoiled kids.
Yeah.
Which I think we both were in our own way. But we also had our own, like, really moments.
What about you, May? Because you have actually a sister, that older sister.
I remember fighting over who got the bunk bed. About it.
Yeah, it's funny. Me and my brother never fought for the bunk bed. My brother was just like, he wanted the bottom bunk, so I had to take the top bunk.
Oh. I would want whatever she wants. It's kind of how our life goes. Mm. So she wanted the top bunk. I wanted the top bunk.
Yeah.
So she went on the lower bunk and did that cool blanket thing.
Yeah.
You can drape it across and have your own little
huddle.
Cave. Mm. Yeah.
I want the bottom book now.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Classic.
I was the oldest, so I know I was spoiled as a kid until my brother came along. But my cousin Cruz, he was the kid that got everything. So I'd be jealous of him, and we were like best friends, constantly going to his house. So he would like, as soon as like the PlayStation or the 64 GameCube came out, he already had it within, like, a month of his birthday or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, immediately just jealous, but I'd be able to play it at least at his house.
Yeah, I don't think I ever had that problem. Like, I feel like me and my brothers, we always got whatever, like, we kind of asked for. Because, honestly, with toys and stuff, I was pretty satisfied because I got all the hand-me-down stuff. And I had, not to be like I got all the best toys, because, like, they grew up in the 80s. So I got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and all those other ones like
that.
That's
cool, though.
Yeah. So I had a lot of those toys, and I didn't really want any new toys because they are really fucking cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Even though most of them were missing their accessories and clothing. When I say clothing, I mean the Shredder cape, because that thing always went missing. Like, I've looked at a lot of videos online about, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toys, and, like, most everyone's like, if you have the cape still, it's worth so much.
Because no one else has
No one ever gets the cape. But yeah, alrighty. Have you ever collected stuffed animals?
Yo.
Have you looked at that corner in our...
Sam.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
No, I don't have any stuffed animals. What are you talking about? I need some more stuffed animals.
We did donate a lot of stuffed animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a hot dog octopus and a Pusheen in our bedroom, and then the guest bedroom has every single...
one of my plushies on the bed.
My Heartless is there. Who else is there? Isabelle is there from Animal Crossing.
My hamburger!
My Oswald I got from Disneyland over here. Like, nice. He's in there. So I got some plushies.
Big old chunky tiger from round one.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, nice, nice.
Some of our highlights include, I've got like four different Knuckles plushes, including a squishable.
Yep, all of which I got for you, or one for you.
Yes, I appreciate it.
I think the majority of them I won in claw machines.
Yes.
Round one?
My old theater and round one.
Oh. The old plague, or the, not the old, but the big plague, plague doctor you got for our anniversary.
Yep, I got that at a store that's no longer at the mall, so I don't know what it was called.
It was like called like, I can't remember what it was called, but it was like a little like store that had a bunch of stuff like that.
Yeah, it had like a lot of stuff from like Mexico and other places.
Yeah, that's cool.
It had a lot of like, it's not, we can't legally call it Sailor Moon, but it looks like Sailor Moon, and it has...
Oh,
yeah.
That one!
Yeah, the one that was across from, like, the anime figurine store.
Yeah.
It used to be an Abercrombie & Fitch, and I've tested in that store, I've done STD tests in that store before.
Oh!
Yeah, now it's like a clothing store.
Yeah, that's the one where we found the Boba keychain that you got from my sister. It was a Lilo & Stitch Boba keychain, remember? But everything else was knockoff.
Oh, closed.
We found the Chihuahua Pikachus.
Chihuahua Chew?
Yeah.
I've got a couple of Pokemon ones. I got rid of a decent amount, but I've still got a couple. Like, I've got a Totodile, a Slowpoke.
Oh, we have a...
I still have my Grookey down there.
Old Pikachu.
Sorry, I was holding him.
Grookey is cute.
Yeah. That's, like, my only stuffed animal now. I don't really have any more, really.
I like him.
Yeah. There's that dog that's behind the bed, the futon there.
There's a Jolteon that's, like, right there. There's a Puffskeen that's right behind the skull.
Yeah.
And then...
I love plushies.
I was going to say, there's more.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm more of a figurine kind of guy.
And many more.
Yeah. So I'll say, plushies are fun, though. They're always fun. I was more into plushies as a kid, though, honestly.
Yeah.
Which goes into my next thing. Did you ever have a special stuffed animal that you slept with or carried around or even talked to?
Oh, yeah.
I definitely did as well.
I had...
Tell us about it.
Gladly.
Yeah, go ahead. I've got...
Let me tell you about it. Stud.
I think we all have.
I've got chills.
They're multiplying. Sorry.
I had a giant, like, I mean, it was like, I think 3 feet long crocodile, a stuffed crocodile that I got in second grade because the teacher would do a raffle for whoever was in the honor roll. So she would put everyone's names in there and I won the first quarter one. I also won the second quarter one, but I had to give it up because I already won.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah, I know. I got called out for going up and getting it and I didn't say anything. And they were like, Chris won the last time. I was like, damn you. It was like a suitcase filled with chocolate coins.
Oh.
Like a little plastic suitcase. Yeah, I named it Croc after the video game character.
Oh, yeah.
So that was pretty cool. I had that one for years. It was in my closet for the longest time, and I cleaned it and gave it to my nephew, which they probably eventually just ended up throwing away.
Yeah.
And I also had a Tasmanian devil. Like, not Taz from Looney Tunes. It was, like, an actual Tasmanian devil from San Diego Zoo.
Oh.
So it was just, like, this gnarly thing that was like, ah. It was literally just in, like, that shrieking pose. And I think I named him Taz. So I had Taz and Croc.
That's cute.
Satanicus.
Yeah. Circophilus Satanicus.
Circophilus Satanicus.
We go in the circle.
Yeah.
So the one that I remember I took everywhere was Wishbone. Because I think it was Denny's that had, like, you could buy Wishbone plushes.
Wishbone?
So Wishbone was this it's a book series? Oh, yeah, go ahead. No, let me mansplain this, Sam.
So as Chris was starting to say, it's a book series, and it would have a lot of famous titles. But then insert Jack Russell Terrier into it as one of the main characters.
Aww.
And, like, meanwhile, it's cut through with, like, him and his owner going through some day-to-day shit.
Yeah.
And, like...
So here's what, like, one of the books looks like.
Aww.
Yeah.
And Wishbone?
I fell in love with it because I was a sucker for dogs.
Yeah.
I was a dog kid growing up.
Yeah, there's, like, pretty much what it is, it's a classic story like Frankenstein and stuff like that, Romeo and Juliet, and he just takes the place of the main character.
I still remember I was in, like, fourth grade where I was reading the one where I think it was Huckleberry Finn or Tom Sawyer, I can't remember.
I think they've done both, technically, so.
But one of them, it was like, I'm not going to heaven, I'm going somewhere that rhymes with a bell, and I was like, because I was also reading it, like, at my Lutheran church, yeah. So I was like.
Yeah, we actually do have, we did want to do this one for Valentine's Day eventually, but since we changed the topic, we might actually try to do Wishbone one of these years, since it is a full series, but it would just be us reading condensed versions of classic books.
Yeah, that was it.
Because we have, the Romeo and Juliet one, which I think is kind of weird when you think about the implications of Romeo being a dog and Juliet being a human girl. Maybe it's different. I don't know. I haven't read it. I just see him with the rose in his mouth being adorable on the cover.
Yeah. So, but the Denny's, for some reason, had, like, we're selling Wishbone plushes.
It's probably tied into the TV show.
Yeah. And, like, they had a sitting down one and a standing up one, I believe.
Yeah.
I know the sitting down one is, I believe, the one I took fucking everywhere. And my mom was like, it's well-loved, and it was, like, the dirtiest little, like, fucking thing at the end.
And it's white, so you see all the brown stains.
It was just nasty by the end.
Yeah.
That's the best kind, though.
Yeah. That was, like, the one I remember taking everywhere.
Yeah. Then obviously, I couldn't take Croc around with me.
Yeah.
Aw, 3-foot crocodile. That sounds like something you would get as a prize for, like, at a fair.
Yeah, it was definitely like that. Like, it was a bean-filled one.
But it was a really hard stuffed.
I think it was, like, soft beans.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. If memory serves me right, it's been years, so I don't really remember. I think it was, like, cotton and, like, the beanies kind of in there.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. So it was, like, you know, fluff, but also, you know, more stuff in there to make sure that it didn't fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My plushie was a hamburger named Hampa, which means hamburger in Chinese.
Oh, that's the one. Okay.
Yeah, Hanbo so Hanbao. I kind of won him at Circus Circus, which is a hotel/game place in Las Vegas. Yeah.
/casino.
I never saw the casino bit, but I guess I was a kid, so that's why. My dad played this game forever so I could eventually trade in all the little monkeys or whatever for this hamburger. And I love that hamburger. That's sweet. I take him everywhere.
Nice.
Yeah, you still have it, don't you?
I still have that hamburger.
Yeah, we still have it at the house.
I have the hot dog. I use the hot dog, but hamburger is in my heart.
you have anything else?
Nah, that's all right.
I didn't want to stop you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for doing that for once.
Yeah. No, I told my coworkers, like, I have that problem, and I told them to call me out on it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if they ever do, or if I ever caught my... I catch myself constantly. I have, like, two. So, like, first when I was, like, a kid, I don't know when I got it, but I was, like, a little kid. I still have memories of this. I had this... The way the old Beanie Babies used to look, like, all flayed out, flat, kind of like...
Yeah.
Just, like, in a lean position. I had an elephant and a rabbit. And I loved to death both of them for some reason.
Oh, I thought it was going to be... Didn't you have, like, some sort of feline?
No, not that I remember, at least.
Oh, okay.
These ones I remember, like, fondly, because I remember...
What color rabbit was it?
It was a brown rabbit with the black beady eyes, and the elephant was gray, had pink ears, and the rabbit was brown with, like, white innards ears. I don't know how to call it.
White innards? He cut it open. Yes.
The beanies are white, mother. The beanies are white.
I remember one time my tia, my mom's sister, she... took him away from me and put him on the fridge, and I cried like bloody murder because I wanted him. My mom came home and took him, gave him to me immediately, and I was fine.
Who put him away?
My tia.
Why would she do that?
I don't know. I think I was like being punished or something. I don't know exactly what happened. I just know she was doing it to like punish me.
You can't put them in your pants. Stop putting them in your pants.
But I also have this Pikachu. I wish I still had the old one.
This Pikachu.
Man, I had
this Pikachu is very well loved because I slept with it since I was in high school. I got it
beautiful.
I got it from Raul and Joey because they were the only people to visit me during my surgeries.
Yeah.
So they gave me this giant, like medium sized Pikachu.
Yeah, he's a good 2.5 feet long.
Yeah, 2.5 feet,
and now it's flat.
Yes, it's not fluffy anymore. It's super flat.
Wee's humped it too much.
See, all I can think of is there's this one person on TikTok that will do try and revitalize people's old stuffed animals and like restuff it and like clean off the fabric and stuff.
That'd be good. That'd be nice. Yeah, that I still have that thing. It's dirty. It doesn't go with the other plushes, and I keep it away because it's so like well loved.
So sad.
We cleaned it so many times, but it still doesn't get any clean.
I think we just need to, like, rip it open and take the stuffing out, put new stuffing in it.
Yeah, honestly.
And honestly, at that point, you can just let it soak for a while without the cotton
what's it called? Build-A-Bear. It's like, can you just fluff this Pikachu for me?
I bet they would, like, charge for something like that. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Couldn't hurt to ask.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, you can also get cotton fill pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, like $4 for a big bag.
Probably be cheaper to just buy your own cotton and fill it up.
Mm, that's true.
Because then we can just put a fake heart in it and... Or put a real human heart. I'm not telling you what to do with
Pikachu.
Your
Pikachu!
Pikachu, come alive, please!
Pikachu! But I love you.
I need Sam to record real quick.
I love you. But I love you.
I can't imagine. That's my story.
Yeah. No, it would be even better if you... Instead of having it be a squeeze, have someone else have a remote control and just press it for you. Like, middle of the night.
But I love
you. Dude, Noelle gets so scared when my freaking lightsaber goes off.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It makes a creepy noise. It's like...
No, it did that. Mine kept doing that for a long time.
Yeah, it's when it has low battery.
And Chris is like, turn your vibrator off, Sam. Yeah.
Did you guys ever have any, like, stuffed animals that, like, maybe you didn't have, but, like, someone else owned that, like, maybe scared you or anything like that?
Because
I actually do have one that I remember, my grandma, she had a Raggedy Ann that she kept on a rocking chair. And I don't know why, but that thing creeped me out so much. I did not like that Raggedy Ann.
I mean, there's a good point. There's a good reason.
I was about to say, I didn't know about Annabelle at that point, obviously, exactly. But yeah.
I wasn't scared of Raggedy, because we had those. No, what scared me, it wasn't really a stuffed animal, but it was a puppet.
Yeah.
My grandma had some of the, speaking of grandmas, had the old plastic, like, Mickey Mouse puppets, where the, like, face is hard plastic, but the rest of it is, like, cloth.
Yeah.
And it was so unnerving to me. I don't know why, but I was like, oh, let me kill you.
Dude, I remember seeing, at the Children's Museum, they had the Mickey little history, and they have the old Mickey Mouse. They look so creepy.
Oh, man. Ugh.
Yeah.
I do have one of my old plushies that showed up in a nightmare once. It was this blue dog with black droopy ears and, you know, like, cartoony eyes and whatever. And he was just walking away from me, and that just gave me, like, such a visceral reaction to it.
Abandonment issues.
Yeah, and then I got eaten by heavy metal from Junkland Jam.
Yeah, that sounds
like... Okay, there it goes.
There we go. There it is. That makes more sense now. Where's heavy metal in this? There it is.
It's funny. I don't know if I was, like, actually just half asleep or not, but I had a dream where I got, like, because I told my parents one year I wanted a stuffed Pikachu, like, more than anything.
Yeah.
I wanted that. And I fell asleep, and it was, like, Christmas. And I had a dream that I had it, and then I woke up, and I was like, oh, I don't have it. And I walked by, and I'm like, it's okay. Like, I see, like, Pikachu, and then I was like, turned this on, and I was like, yeah. I had to, like, do a double take, and I saw it, and I was so happy.
That is so precious.
Gosh, I remember, like, the first, I think we've, almost all of us have had at least Pikachu plushies, at least one.
Yeah.
The only one I've ever owned in my life was the, like, a tiny little, like, what would you say, 6 inches? It's about that big.
Yeah.
Like, I had a little 6-inch Pikachu.
I had a little 6-inch
I want to show you my 6-inch Pikachu.
Yeah. That, like, it was the chubby Pikachu, too, so it was classic Pikachu.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Yeah. I was like, I wish I had that.
It's probably somewhere at my mom's house.
And that was one that I had. But
I had that one and a Charmander and a Bulbasaur.
Nice.
Yeah, I remember having that Pikachu too. I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, I'm like, I think I gave it away. And I'm like, on one hand, I'm sad, but on the other hand, I hope some other kid.
Yeah, hopefully
yeah. Someone's had fun at that point.
Yeah.
All right, guys, what would you say you would pair with this? Oh, wait, looks like you can't use Annabelle this time because you used it previously.
I can't. I do have a story though. I can
pair your story.
We had the same thing. I think I've said this like many times on podcast, probably, but it's probably on. Speaking of which, which you guys can go and...
If you go to patreon.com/drunkenbookclub, you can probably find this episode. I still need to actually re-upload all the episodes on there. I stopped at like 150.
Soon.
It just takes a while to do.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's time consuming. I mean, all I'm doing is just posting the link and what episode it is, but it still takes a while.
But yeah, it's the...
Copy and pasting takes so long.
The Control V, man.
Yeah, well, duh.
Do you use Windows V?
No.
Windows V gives you the entire copy-paste history, so you can copy multiple things and then just paste them all later.
Oh.
I feel like I'm going to fuck that up, though.
And puts, like, porn history.
I don't look at porn on my computer.
True,
that's what
right.
I have a tablet for. I can't take this into the bedroom.
Good point.
You know what? Fair.
Just lug the whole.
Just that whole...
I just see him one night just dragging the. What's up? Nothing. Go back to bed.
I get enough freaking malware freaking notifications from all the stupid, like, illegal sites that I use on here. Well, illegal. I use a YouTube MP3 converter for most of the music for all these podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I have good malware protection.
Mm-hmm.
What were we even talking about? Oh, Lisa's Annabelle.
Lisa's pairing or whatever.
Yeah, so, glass, weird looking glass doll, like porcelain doll, at my cousin's house. We were sleeping, and it looked like it moved when we were sleeping to both of us. So, like, we threw it outside and then fell asleep. Next morning, it was back, but in a different position next to us. So
I remember, like, this story. Yeah.
So, we're like, no, we threw it outside again, and it came back.
I think that was in a Spooking of Witch episode.
Yeah, so it was basically the same thing of, like, things being rearranged.
Why didn't you say that when I asked about spooky dolls?
Well, I didn't think about it till now.
Good job, Whis.
Sorry.
You gone spooked me.
It's still a pairing.
You spooked me with a pairing. That's not what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
You're supposed to put on a pair of socks.
Meanwhile, his mom is like, why do they keep throwing this outside?
I think we said that about that as well.
Yeah.
Time is a circle.
Yep.
One of the things was Mr. Friend.
Mr. Friend.
The Rugrats episode, Mr. Friend.
Oh, yeah.
I am Mr. Friend.
The robot.
It's a little clown robot that follows him around.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds really familiar.
Yeah, it's really creepy. It's such a good episode.
Also,
watch it on Paramount Plus now.
I don't know the name of the episode, but there's another one I think where Angelica gets a new Cynthia doll.
Oh.
Maybe. I feel like there was. I know there's one where Chucky has the one teddy bear that's all fucked up.
Oh yeah. And like he loses it, but they're just repairing it.
His stepmom.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his stepmom, like, tries to fix it, makes it...
It's the first episode of the series with Kimmy. That's what it is.
And she tries to, like, fix it and make it all right, and he's like, what the fuck did you do to my baby?
Yeah.
Like, he conveys this by saying, what the fuck did you do? Like, Chucky...
What the fuck did you do to my wall?
Who can do a good Chucky impression? I think I got this. What the fuck?!
No.
Oh, that's Nostalgia Critic.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that was just Nostalgia Critic.
Bad credit card!
Oh, Toy Story 3, technically, if you want evil bears.
I was actually going to say, I pair actually all of the Toy Story movies, but technically I feel like 3 works the best with an evil teddy bear. But even the first one, because
Woody trying to get rid of Buzz.
Woody trying to get rid of Buzz, and then also scaring Sid.
So true.
Like, 2 and 4 are probably like the only ones maybe not pair.
Yeah,
watch Toy Story.
Yeah, go watch Toy Stories. They're good. Watch those stories of toys. They're toys. Stories.
I feel like it should be easier to find something to pair to this, because it's haunted dolls.
Yeah. What we do in the shadows with the doll, Natasha.
Yeah, with her original soul in it.
Yeah.
Not to spoil anything, but I pair Night of the Living Dummy with this one, as they shared very similar plots, as Sam mentioned earlier.
Fair.
I wrote this before you, what's it called, said anything, so thank you very much.
Hey, I'm just saying I did point it out.
Sorry, I'm trying to get my vocal cords warmed up. Thank you very much.
Oh my god, that just reminds me of like one of the early like creepypastas or something like that regarding Sonic the Hedgehog. The Tails doll in Sonic R.
Yeah.
So I'm going to show y'all what the Tails doll in Sonic R is, because it's creepy. But
it's so dumb.
But it became like a whole thing of like...
It's a plushie?
In game, I think, or something?
Yeah.
Oh, it's in a game.
Yeah.
It's a little fucked up looking. And people were like...
It's just bloody grr, but Tails doll.
Yeah. Like, if you said...
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
That looks kind of like the Cheetos, man.
Chester
Cheeto?
That
does not look like Chester Cheeto.
Is that easy? Chester Cheeto there?
This is not dangerously cheesy. This is not what I...
Yeah, this is what he looked like. And I think part of the creepiness is the fact that he looks like he's being hung.
Yeah.
Like his neck isn't supported. Gosh. And his limbs just kind of hang there.
All right, 2 more pairings for me. Ted! I was about to say, both have childhood toys come to life, but one is a bit more whimsical than the other, obviously.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched it, I recommend the show. We've only seen the first episode because it's free.
There's
a show? It's a prequel to the movies.
I heard it's doing well.
First episode is free on Peacock. I recommend it. It's like me and Sam are cracking up so hard.
Yeah.
Like, it almost made me want to get Peacock again. But I'm going to wait till March 1st so we can watch Megamind 2.
See what happens.
Please. I don't know if I want you to tell me if it's good or not.
You'll be there watching with us.
She wants to keep Megamind sacred.
I
want to
keep it pure. Mm, yeah.
Sorry. Not going to happen. I can't let you do that.
Damn
Dave.
It. 2024.
Yep. And then my last pairing is Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Oh, gosh.
I fucking hate this movie, but Old Bear probably would end up like Winnie the Pooh did in this movie if Willa didn't take him back, going on murder sprees and shit.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't think of Winnie the Pooh.
Blood and Honey.
Now I'm thinking about the damn little movie we watched on that scary movie streamer, about the little creature that, like... Little puppet? Little African puppet?
Oh, that was on Amazon.
Yeah.
Trilogy of Terror.
That's
with the fetish, the Zuni fetish doll.
Yes, that one.
That's a good one. That's a good pairing right there.
That's what I thought about.
Trilogy of Terror.
I just imagined the scene of just like, with this.
Juan did not like when we watched that, because he doesn't like so bad it's good stuff, unfortunately. But we were all cracking up having a good time watching this little doll attack this woman. going,
beautiful.
Slight pairing, just because I like it. Emperor's New Groove, the game. You can collect Wawa's, his little, like, purple plushy doll thing. Oh, okay. It's a really fun game. Mm. I recommend it.
I'll have to play it. Any other pairings?
Nothing that I can think of.
Alrighty. Well, time for my book report, I suppose. Ooh. I rather enjoyed my reread of this one. I knew what was happening, but still had a blast going through it all again with Gina and Willa. It's also that perfect length for a Liar Exposed style story. While Night of the Living Dummy runs rampant with these antics, Mr. Teddy is short, sweet, and to the point. While not a frightening story, it is a fun, quick read. I give Mr. Teddy 4 ripped to shreds stuffed animals out of 5.
It's pretty good.
Honestly,
it's
yeah.
It's pretty good.
I was about to say, it's one of the stories in this. I mean, I recommend almost any story from this one. I actually really like this collection. I think the second one's a bit better, but this one has some pretty good bankers in there. Some weird ones with How I Got My Bats, but hey, they can't all be dingers.
I enjoy the kinds of horror that swoop in at the end. Like, it's something subtle. Yeah, good stuff.
That's good.
Wrinkled. Ooh. Alrighty, guys, thank you for joining us this week on Drunken Book Club, an official, unofficial Goosebumps podcast. If you like what you heard, make sure to like, subscribe, rate and review us wherever you can on, you know, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, all those places. It really means a lot if you leave comments and all that other stuff. Constructive criticisms are always welcome, not one-word reviews. Trash. I will never forget. I don't know. You guys weren't here when I complained about this, but a person literally left because on Spotify, it'll just ask this about with every podcast if you don't write a questionnaire thing of what you think of the episode. And just there's only one comment that I've ever gotten from this, and it's someone wrote the word trash with a trash can emoji, and I'm like,
wow.
Tell me why, coward.
Rude.
Tell me why, you coward. I already know we're trash.
All I can think of also is...
Show your work, bitch.
I remember when we were doing streaming at one point. Nice cock.
Yeah, nice cock.
Nice cock, just out of nowhere. Yeah.
One of those, like, random, what's it called, like, spam bots.
Yeah. So it just became the joke of nice cock.
Nice cock. Yeah. And hey, we also have a Patreon, which I forgot to mention in, 2 episodes ago. It is patreon.com/drunkenbookclub. Be like our patron Trey. $1 a month gets you all these episodes a week early. You get that. You get a bonus episode every week. You get our show notes whenever an episode has show notes. This episode would have some, so hey, there you go. Here's some show notes. And you can also get everything a week later for free. If you just subscribe for free on here. But, hey, $1 a month, what do you gotta lose? $1 a month?
A month?
It's $1.
A month.
A month.
That's 4 quarters.
Here's $1.
Oh, no.
And, hey, make sure to follow us on we're on YouTube, but yeah, you can follow, listen to us on YouTube where I said that. You can follow us on Twitter at @DBC_pod, Blue Sky at Drunken Book Club. And that's about it. Sam, where can we find you?
You can find me on Tumblr, Twitter, Blue Sky, and maybe occasionally Instagram, at Berserker Rose.
Noelia?
Yeah, you can find me on Fiverr or Vegan at May Myriads. That's M-E-I Myriads.
Whiz?
You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Force Left Hander. If you need any DJ services in the Arizona area, Tucson, Arizona.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say the tri-state area.
Hey,
I need someone to come to California come to a DJ.
Let me know. I am a small DJ. I'm an enthusiast for small and medium gatherings.
Can I reveal your DJ name for them?
Yeah.
He is DJ Quad City DJ.
Oh my god, that's not what it is. Tell him, Sam, what's the real name?
DJ Southpaw.
Yeah.
Fricka one hand.
Oh man, it was actually really fun. I DJ for the senior center.
Yeah.
And one of the girls was dancing, and she was going like this, so I started doing it, and she was doing it, and she started realizing I was doing it, and we looked at each other like, that's let's go. It was really fun.
That's cute.
And then, of course, you can follow our buddy Brandon, who couldn't join us this week because he's ill, straight illin', at Eldritch Maid on Twitter, Blue Sky, and...
TikTok?
Yeah, that's M-A-I-D.
Yeah, as in made sexily for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the episode. We'll see you guys next week when we have another episode.
Bye.
Actually, oh, next week will be Brandon's choice, actually, for his birthday. So, you guys, hey, first birthday choice of the year. Woo! And then we'll have two in June. That's my favorite part about June.
And then one in July and one in October.
You know what? I have the perfect book I want to read now.
All right.
Because I got it for Christmas.
Nice.
So I'll bring it.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, guys. And we'll see y'all next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. If my teddy bear could fly, would he need the tea towel cape he wears when I throw him down the stairs? Well, that's the way we get along, the two of us, my teddy bear and me.